very dear, Dvijideva, by Lord Brahma, the demigod worshipped by the Brahmanas. Datam, given. Yasmin, unto whom? Manah, mind. Dik, eyes. Api, also. Naha, my. Naviyati, do not go away. Lagnam, tightly attached. Mang, may. Me. Chadushingi, a woman with beautiful raised breasts. Arhasi, you ought. Netum, to lead. Anuvratam, follower. Te, your. Chitam, desire. Yataha, wherever. Patisharantu, may follow. Shivaha, favorable. Sachivya, friends. Translation in purport by His Loving Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Brahma, who is worshipped by the Brahmanas, has very mercifully given me, has very mercifully given you to me. And that is why I have met you. I do not want to give up your company, for my mind and eyes are fixed upon you and cannot be drawn away. O woman with beautiful raised breasts, I am your follower. You may take me wherever you like, and your friends may also follow me. Purport. Actually, we'll read responsibly. It's a deep, it's a deep one we need to understand. Lord Brahma, who is worshipped by the Brahmanas, has very mercifully given you to me. And that is why I have met you. I do not want to give up your company, for my mind and eyes are fixed upon you and cannot be drawn away. O beautiful woman with beautiful raised breasts, I am your follower. You may take me wherever you like, and your friends may also follow me. Thank God there's a purport by Srila Prabhupada. So purport. Now, Agnidra frankly admits his weakness. He was attracted to Purvachiti. And therefore, before she could say, "But I have no business with you," he expressed his desire to be united with her. He was so attracted that he was ready to go anywhere, hell or heaven, in her company. When one is absorbed in lust and the influence of sex, one surrenders to the feet of a woman without reservations. Srila Madhvacharya remarks in this connection that when one engages in joking and talking like a crazy person, one may say anything and everything, but his words will be meaningless. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Ajnati Mirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Malitam Jena Tajmai Shri Guruvai Namaha Panchakalpat Rubyascha Kripa Shindu Vyavacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. So I'm begging, just some dust. It's not an easy topic, but it comes up in the Bhagavatam every day. This is the amazing thing. Prabhupada raises this point again and again and again throughout the Bhagavatam. Like a bleeding stump of a tree. You cut the top off the tree, But again and again the shoots keep coming. Until such time as one is able to dig down and take out the roots of that tree. And even then, from some fragment of root, some small piece of root that's left in the ground, again, a suckling, a small branch will come. Even you leave some chopped root in the ground, again it'll come. Isn't that? Actually, I used to work in the mountains with some trees that were unwanted. Of course, this is an unusual concept to me now. But so we had to poison those trees. They were in bird sanctuaries, places where wild birds were nesting, and they were considered weeds by National Park Service. So we had to drill holes in the trees and put poison. Very nasty, and the smell of that poison was very strong. And that poison would go down to the roots of the tree and destroy the tree's life. Oh, as a devotee now I feel heavily burdened with the karma of that activity. But we have to, if we want to destroy this tree of lust, then we have to be bitten by the black snake, that poisonous black snake. Krishna. If we get bitten by Krishna and Krishna Katha and Bhagavad Katha, Rasa Katha especially, if we get bitten by hearing the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, then like the poison that's able to go down deep and destroy material, the perverted reflection of lust in this world, that poisonous snake, he's able to activate the destruction of karma in this world. So looking at this topic, I thought I would look at some origins. I was reading Srila Vyasadeva. He has written in the Narada Pancharatra some interesting information. Because this business of attachment for male and female is such an intrinsic thing concomitant with taking birth in this material world, then one has to look at the enemy and analyze what is that enemy, how did it come about, how did it take place. So some different answers are there, but in this Narada Pancharatra it talks a short story I'll tell that Vyasadeva is telling in that treatise about his spiritual master Narada Muni, something of Narada Muni's life. So when Narada Muni was at one time, of course we hear many pastimes from Bhagavatam, when Narada Muni, he can sing very beautifully. And so one time he was singing so beautifully, he was called into the assembly at Pushkara, where Lord, only place where Lord Brahma is worshipped. And so that town of Brahma, it was a big yajna, and Brahma as the father of the creation, he was organizing the yajna, and so he knew his son, Narad, the son of Lord Brahma, could sing very sweetly. So he said, let him sing the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan. You can sing the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan. So Narada began to sing beautiful, according to Raga, right time, right mood, right place. He was singing these beautiful ragas of Krishna killing different demons, Agasura. He was asked in the beginning to sing about the killing of the demons. And then later on it went on to different pastimes where he was asked to sing about more intimate leelas, like Vastraharam, the stealing of the gopis' clothes, different pastimes of Krishna, more intimate. When we begin to approach Krishna Katha, we hear about Krishna's Bal Leela. His Bal Leela is particularly noted for destroying the anattas in their heart, isn't it? By killing 17 or 19 different demons, two fire demons, something like that. Then these different demons, by killing them, by hearing those pastimes all the time, it destroys different anattas in our heart. You know, different demons, different anattas. I can't remember them. But so there's Bal Leela. So by hearing about those pastimes, one can move on to more intimate Leela. But for sure, we can't become free of lust until we enter the Naimittic Leela. we enter the Nitya Lila. This is Naimittic Lila, means pastimes that happen occasionally. Is killing a demon happens occasionally. And even in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, those demons appear in different dream forms to enhance the rus. But we can't enter, be destroyed of lust. Lust can't go from the heart until we hear the Nitya Lila of Krishna. Nitya Lila, when we become qualified, we're not so qualified. That's why Prabhupada instructs us to read so much and act in Vaidhi Bhakti. Then when we're qualified, we become qualified to read Krishna's Nitya Lila. And in that Nitya Lila, then we get we can hear the intimate Lilas of Radha Krishna. We can hear the intimate Lilas of Yashoda and boy Krishna. We can hear the friendship pastimes. Friendship, Vatsalya and Madhurya pastimes. They're more intimate Lilas which happen in Vrindavan. So Narad Muni was singing like that. And then it drew to a culmination where he should sing. He finished the singing and everybody was so much in bhav. Lord Shiva was there, Chandra was there, Surya was there, all demigods were there in Pushkara for this sacrifice. And so Narad was singing. And they asked him to sing one more Leela, which reminded me of when we were watching Jagannath leave with Subhadra and Baladev. It was some devotees found some tears. I'm not of that category, but some devotees were crying, you know, thinking, oh, he was here. He was here. We had so many pastimes, leelas. We're singing for him at night. Now he's going back. He's going back to Dwarka. I was thinking like that. So this separation, this mood of separation, interesting tool to bring our heart, to purify the heart. So Narad was asked to sing Krishna's disappearance Leela from Vrindavan. Oh, when Krishna disappears from Vrindavan, all of Vrindavan stops. The leaves fall off the trees. Huh? There's cobwebs over the kitchen. Nobody's cooking anymore. The deer are unhappy. The birds have stopped singing. Vrindavan, when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, or appears to leave Vrindavan. So that Leela is a very moving Leela. So that it's called Purva Rag actually, that disappearance, of Krishna, about to disappear, then the heart gets very drawn. So in that Leela, Narad Muni, he became very emotional and he choked up and his voice became choked up and he couldn't sing anymore. And all the demigods present, including Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Surya, Chandra, Agni, they were all there. They were all there. And they had entered the, by his singing and by his mood, they had entered the Leela. They had entered the pastime. And so their mood was one with Krishna. And they were enjoying so much in a transcendental melodies that actually they became angry. And the anger came from the most described by Vyasadeva in this Narada Pancharatra. The anger was burning like fire. They were very angry at Narada because he stopped singing. So what to do? Narada became very fearful. And Lord Brahma, he is presiding over the yagya. He thought, what are we going to do with this fire? How shall we deal with this fire? And then by the grace of the Supreme Personality, Krishna himself appeared and his fulgence was more bright than the fire emanating from all the demigods that were in an anger, some mood of anger. So then Krishna appeared and he said that all the sinful activities would go from those who speak about him, sing about him, those who worship him, then all the pap would be gone. But then Lord Brahma still had an issue. How would he deal with his fire? So then this fire was still present. So then it was distributed in different ways. So Lord Shiva, he accepted some of the fire which would keep the living entities here in this material world locked up in samsara. Lord Shiva, his fire was dispersed in that way. Lord Brahma's fire, his anger was dispersed by the fire that's used in Brahman yagyas or to give people Brahman initiation to bring out Dwija's second born. That fire of Lord Brahma was used in that way. The fire of Surya entered the trees. You know, we have firewood. You burn fire, something magic. Inside all of wood, Prabhupada said, is fire. So inside the tree is fire. This is the anger that Agni had while he was listening to those pastimes. So that fire was put into the trees. And Sesha, it was also there. Ananta Sesha was there. Some fire also entered Ananta Sesha. And that fire came out in the form of destruction, the fire which would be there at the Pralaya. Destruction would come. So in this way, and Chandra, the fire of Chandra was dispersed between a man and a woman when they're separated, husband and wife when they're separated, they would feel strong, lusty desire. And then the issue came up, what to do with Kamadev? What to do with Kamadev's fire? Oh, he's a god inducing boy and girl pastimes in this world. What to do with his fire? They had to come together and have a discussion what to do with that fire. And then there was a horrendous answer that came out that said that the fire of lust should enter the woman in the woman's form, and that fire would be extremely powerful, and it would be something twice as much or four times as much as that of a man. A male would take one quarter and three quarters would go to the females. So it was a given thing at that particular time. It sounds very harsh and very... And the woman, they became very disturbed, especially the chaste woman, like Lakshmi and Savitri and Sarasvati and Parvati, the chaste woman, they became very disturbed. You know, naturally, you get given a benediction, you become lusty. And that lust was to contain the happiness, or to bring about happiness in this material world. That was the design, original design of that. So then they began to give benedictions. Lakshmi gave the benediction. This poor female form, she had to accept so much encumbrance of lust. That then Lakshmi gave some benedictions. Oh, may you be very modest in your behavior. So she got a benediction from Lakshmi. Then she got a benediction from Sarasvati. May you be able to chant Vedic mantras and keep religiosity in the family. It's often women that are able to keep religiosity in the family. Then Parvati gave a benediction. Different benedictions were given by different, exalted female forms. And they were, the benediction was given by Parvati. May you be very patient, much more patient, twice as patient as men is a quality of a woman, isn't it? And Sarasvati or Savitri, I think about, gave, may you also have sweet voice. May you sing and talk, have a sweet voice. So women, we see a mixture of these different qualities. And of course, it's a known fact, we know from the scriptures, especially unchaste women, not so much in the path of devotion. When one becomes a devotee of Krishna, then this becomes, if you like, captivated in service to Krishna. But in this situation, for unchaste woman, that is particularly there. I need to qualify that just to keep my sanity here on the seat. So looking at the origin from that particular origin, this is one origin, so we can understand that actually it's very powerful. There's a fire. It's described, a woman is like fire and man is like butter. These are factual things from the scriptures, and if we hear them, then we need to act in such a way to protect ourselves from unnecessary, engagement between men and women in this world. Prabhupada said, if I remember, all ladies should get married, and no men, they shouldn't get married. Men shouldn't get married, they should remain brahmachari, and every lady should marry. So it doesn't really work. But caution is there, and segregation is given there of sexes in our society. And in India, we still find they separate civilly different peoples. So then we discover some of the origin. Then we look into Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna is asking Krishna, what is it? What is it that makes a man act? beyond, you know, his intelligence. This age question in the Bhagavad Gita, what is it? It's a very interesting point. We may know from Gyan, even as devotees, from the point of knowledge, we may understand, yes, it's not good to act upon this lusty desire. But then Krishna, he pinpoints where to find that and what it is that makes a man act beyond his true nature, what makes a man act beyond his intelligence. And of course, the famous sloka, kamesha, krodesha, raja, gunama, samudbhava, you know, that is lust and lust only. So identifies the enemy. And when it identifies the enemy, then a couple of verses later in Bhagavad Gita, it tells, not only identifies the enemy, but tells us where the enemy is situated. The enemy is situated in the mind, intelligence, isn't it? And the senses. These are very subtle things. You know, earth, bhumi, apu, nalu, vayu, earth, water, fire, air, they can be seen, they're gross. But mind, intelligence, you know, mind in particular, can't be seen, subtle. Intelligence also. It takes many years to become a psychologist to understand subtle science. So these lust is seated in the senses and the mind and the intelligence. Intelligence, Prabhupada says in the purport, is very close to the ego. Mind, intelligence, then ego. So that intelligence is contaminated. If the intelligence becomes contaminated, then the ego becomes contaminated. Then from an when the ego is contaminated, then we get cheated in this world. We get given over to the material energy. We get drafted onto Durga's side, the prison keeper. So we go to Durga's side. If our ego is, we want to enjoy Ahamta and Mamata, I am and this is mine. I am and this is mine, this is false ego. So when we have that mentality, then we come to this material world. So in this case, Agnidra, he's being bewildered. But in one sense, you can also see the design of Krishna there. We can understand he's a king. He's wishing to rule the kingdom, or he's going to take some responsibility. I think out of 9 sons that his father had, 3 became sannyasis. Others took over the management of the 7 islands. The 7 islands which surround Mount Meru, including Jambudweep, different 7 islands are there. They're described to be the daughters of Viraj Gopi, the sons of Viraj Gopi. They came to this world, those oceans. And the islands in between, those 7 pieces of land, they were given, this is the beginning of creation. So those 7 sons, so 3 become sannyasis. And one of them becoming this Agnidar, he was actually one that was to get married and have children. He actually desired to have children. So according to what is the desire in our heart, Krishna will manifest. This is very amazing. He's the most merciful personality. So whatever is the desire in the heart, Krishna manifests. So he was desiring a son. So Krishna sent him a vehicle to have a son. So much description is in the purports and in the verses at the moment about the nature of the woman. She has large breasts, curved body, large hips. Well, these things, large hips means she's able to bear a child. Large breasts, the reality is it's for children. But the male is such design that he's attracted to that. So he impregnates. That's where he impregnates. That's where he puts his seed. But it's a design for Krishna to bring about progeny. So this Agnidra, he was desiring progeny. So Krishna sent him a suitable feminine match. Then, so now we've identified perhaps part of the nature of woman, and the nature of man is he's a Purusha. He tries to enjoy. But there's only one Purush. He left on the chariot. He left on the chariot, but he's still in the temple. Don't worry. He's still here. He's only one Purush, isn't it? Madhava. He's there, Madhava. He's there in the center. He's surrounded in feminine Shakti. Radharani and the Astasakis are there. You know. So he's only one Purusha. So the male is trying to be enjoyer. So then, how do we use this? How do we use this energy, this lust that's in both men and women? We also imbued by enjoying nature, we wish to enjoy the feminine energy. So we also have lust. Then how to utilize that lust? Prabhupada gives us the secret. And that is to turn that into love of Krishna. These appearance, disappearance of females. You know, they're coming into the presence of a female, feeling her power, feeling her subjugated by her energy. Feeling, if you like, powerless. Speaking crazy words. Acting in, Prabhupada says, like a dancing dog. Then we look at the origin. We have to look at the origin. Where is that coming from? And it's very difficult to approach this subject. Jayadeva Goswami also found it very difficult to say that Krishna, he is completely controlled by Srimati Radharani. He's completely controlled. So it's this disappearance lila of Krishna. When he leaves, he goes from Vrindavan and he goes, that disappearance, that separation, that fire of lust in us. How to deal with that? So the only way to extinguish that fire of lust is to again bring Krishna back together. So there's separation and union, you know, separating Krishna, you know, taking him away in a chariot back to Niladri, isn't it? Taking him back to Dwarka. You know, Lord Chaitanya, I believe, he also did this. He enjoyed the pastime. So if we enter those pastimes of helping Krishna become united with Radharani and assisting in Krishna to become separated from Radharani, then we're engaged in the mellows of devotional service. Then all the natural emotions of a human being, all the natural emotions are fully engaged in the service of Radha Krishna, and particularly where Prakriti, so engaging in the service of Srimati Radharani and bringing her into the association of Krishna, and then the lust, like the bitten by the poisonous black snake, then the lust, that root lust, karma, will be turned into prem. And that's what we're all desiring. Yeah? We're all desiring this prem. So I wanted to briefly finish by talking a little bit, because Jagannath has just left. I don't know whether, did anyone speak about Hira Panchami? Anyone spoke about that pastime? So we saw the enactment. Not everybody was here for that, but we saw an enactment of the pastime. But it's a very interesting pastime, and it involves boy and girl. It involves husband and wife. The love between Krishna and the gopis of Vrindavan is unfettered love. It's completely pure. Three different types of loving emotion are given there between females and Krishna. One is called Sadurani. That Sadurani means like Kubja. Kubja is like a prostitute. And by sight, she's attracted spontaneously by sight. Here comes this boy, of course, from a previous lifetime. We know she was maybe Supanak, something like that. These leelas. But anyway, she's attracted by the sight of Krishna, his beautiful form. He's all dressed up. He's just killed a washerman. Stolen the king's clothes. He's all dressed with beautiful turban. He's been anointed in sandalwood pulp by some of his devotees and given a garland by the Mali. Yeah, great devotees. Of course, the washerman wasn't so great, so he must have been great, but he got his head cut. But he's dressed very beautifully, and Kubja sees him, and she's attracted. Let me enjoy with him. She's thinking in a lusty way. It's called Sadurani. It's described in the Ujjvala Nilamani. It's a postgraduate study to the nectar of devotion. The Sadurani love means Krishna is prepared to give some time, because that person may have a desire of lust. Like Kubja, she was a prostitute thinking, I'll enjoy with Krishna in this way. I'll enjoy, let me enjoy. Mostly it's for my enjoyment. That's called Sadurani. So that type of love is experienced by the prostitute. Then another type of love is experienced with the queens. That's called Samanjanrati. It's a very high pastime. This helps us understand. But the love of the queens of Dwarka, they're like husband and wife. So there's the rules and regulations of married life. so that under the guidelines of rules and regulations of married life, they have a mixed desire. They have some mixed desire. They wish to enjoy, but they also wish Krishna to enjoy. Somewhere it's stated 50% like that. So when one is in that position, wishing to serve Krishna, but still has some desire for oneself to enjoy, then one can enter a queen's position. But for the gopis of Vrindavan, then as Samatarati, highest, 100%, there's no lust, no lust in the heart, there's no kam, finished, completely eradicated. To be a gopi of Vrindavan is like the Braj pastimes. Dwarka is high, then Mathura is higher, Krishna's birth. Then Vrindavan is the highest. Gopis, gopi love, means 100%. It's prem. There's no kam. They don't have any desire for themselves, just for Krishna's pleasure. And of course, some of the wives of the brahmanas, they also exhibited that, no personal desire. And they give to Krishna immediately, spontaneous. Anyway, this Hira Panchami is a pastime where Lakshmi, she comes after so many days. Krishna has been gone from the Dwarka. He said he'd be gone for one day. He's gone for 7 days. And she's a queen, Lakshmi. She's married. He has married many, many times, Krishna, in Vaikuntha planets, in Dwarka also. Many to that marriage. He's bound by the laws of this love. So Lakshmi becomes disturbed. He's been gone more than one day. So she gets angry. And she goes out. It's a pastime. The king, Pataparudra, he says, enact this pastime for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he's in the bhav, he's down in the forest, the Jagannath Vallabha gardens are there like Vrindavan. Therefore carry out the play, carry out the drama fully. So somebody dressed up as Lakshmi who goes there in the form of Lakshmi. And all the attendants of Lakshmi, like queens from Dwarka. That she's jealous, angry. She's angry. She's jealously angry. And then in that pastime, Swarup Damodar, he's telling many pastimes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because it evokes, what is jealous anger? What is this jealous anger? A woman becomes jealously angry. Then there's so much description of the different natures of a jealously angry woman. And so they're describing that Lakshmi, her mood is very proud. She's like the queen. She gets stuck on Bailvan. She can't go across to Ras Lila. She won't get down, Lakshmi, and take the dust of the gopis on her head. They're village girls. They just have Gunjamala, fresh flowers from the garden. They don't have nice gold and jewelry so much. They're just dressed in the ornaments of Vrindavan. So she won't take the dust. She's big Lakshmi. So when she comes, she's very proud. And she's got. She's using some force. Like in the marriage, sometimes the wife may take up the stick. If you do something wrong, this anger comes. Huh? I'm sure many of you experienced that from this side. Maybe not the brahmacharis, the jealous stick of anger. So Lakshmi comes, she's jealously angry and her family members, they come to accost the servants of Lord Jagannath who have taken him away, and they're accosting him, and they're beating the Rath car with sticks, and they're firing some, if you like, abusive words. They're making some rude jokes at Jagannath's servants, and everybody's laughing. And they even bring Jagannath's servants. I think Pavanji was brought before Lakshmi, and he was forced by the crowd. He was forced down the other night. Pavan's Bengali singer, young Bengali boy. He came, he was forced down to take his obeisances of Lakshmi. So this whole mood, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to hear about jealous anger. And then from Swarup Damodar, who is non-different than Lalita, isn't that? Non-different, then he's able to evoke the mood for Lord Chaitanya. What is jealous anger? Lord Chaitanya is asking, why is Lakshmi so jealous? Gopis of Vrindavan, they would just sit down and they would scratch, maybe weeping. It would scratch the ground with a toenail. But here Lakshmi comes with pride and a stick, and she's come to beat the servants. So then Swarup Damodar tells Lord Chaitanya many different intimate pastimes and the nature of jealous anger. So all these sentiments that we find in this material world, they originate with Krishna. And if we become absorbed in the pastime, become absorbed in the postgraduate study, Prabhupada's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, then all the sentiments within us also become settled and satisfied. Just like by reading about Srimati Radharani, we can read about her mood of kutimita, which means it's like her mood is jealously angry, but it's mixed with sweetness. Just like she has, one may serve sweet rice, and inside the sweet rice one may put pepper, or one may put cardamom or camphor. And these things enhance the taste of the sweet rice. So all the different emotions that Srimati Radharani has in her jealous mind and anger with Krishna, they're like sweet rice mixed with different elements. Kutimitta, this is one particular mood. There are hundreds and hundreds of moods of the gopis. There are hundreds of moods of Krishna responding to them. And if you read about those, you become completely absorbed. And Swarup Damodar is giving instruction that actually out of anger and jealousy and lust, these things can all be also used in Krishna's service. Arjuna was using anger in Krishna's service. Of course, didn't get full personal liberation, but we find Kamsa, maybe jealousy and envy. And of course the gopis are given so often by Srila Prabhupada as an example of lust. Using the lust in Krishna's service. Two different ways we can get Suda Bhakti. We have to find Suda Bhakti, pure love in the heart. So Suda Bhakti, one way is found through Shastra Vishvasvai. That means by Shastra, by Vaidhi Bhakti. We all need that foundation of Vaidhi Bhakti. Then there's Rasa Madhuya Lobha Mayi. Rasa Madhuya Lobha Mayi is also a process to Suda Bhakti. And if you combine the two, Shastra and Rasa, or Leela and Tattva, if you combine the two, then we have a good chance to not only survive in this world as a devotee, but to make good progress towards Krishna. That Rasa Madhuya Lobha Mayi means to hear about Krishna's intimate Leelas. We have to become qualified one way or another. We have to become free of anattas, anatta nivritti. Then we have to get ruchi, we have to get a taste. Ashakti, detachment from this world. So when we hear about, we can't go to Krishna's pastimes unless we have a greed, unless we have a rag, we have a greed, a lust for those pastimes. But at the same time, we need to build it on a foundation of Vaidhi Bhakti from Shastra. So the Shastras are given by the six Goswamis. We have the, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam, we have Shruti and Smriti. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Purana, we have Bhagavad Gita, then we have various corollary scriptures given by the different acharyas. The nectar of devotion, Prabhupada said, was very important. We read the nectar of devotion, it's full of so much information. Nectar of devotion, nectar of instruction, and of course, postgraduate studies are there. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ujjvala Nilamani, you know, it's a postgraduate study to the nectar of devotion. So, if we become absorbed in these things, then the mind becomes attached to Krishna. In the West you can find out Krishna is great, but in India, only in India or only in this Sanskriti culture can you find out how great is Krishna. You can find out he's great, but how great, we have to hear from the highest Shastras given by the Goswamis. How great is Krishna? So, my time is up. Got a notice here. 8:45, passed already. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any questions or realizations? No?
Thank you very much. I don't have any questions after that. That was wonderful. It's very, very exciting to hear someone knows so much about these different aspects. It was very much appreciated. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Now we have to have some sort of a...
I think that maybe I'm going to... You were talking about the story of Narada Muni stopped playing his instrument.
Yes.
And the demigods became very angry.
Yes.
And the fire.
Yes.
It became arising from every demigod started with fire, something like that.
Yes.
Brahma, Shiva, and also.
Yes.
So, I think I miss a point. What is happening next?
It's trying to understand why lust is present in this world. One of the reasons given is there in Shastra when we find out, you know, we might question why is this lust so powerful?
Yeah, how does the story continue? That is my question.
Well, Narada Muni then takes, that's his previous birth as Upabharana. He was cursed to take birth as a celestial, and actually he was cursed also to marry 50 Apsara girls. He got married for 100 celestial years, and he enjoyed with them in all different groves, in all different mountains, in all different forests, in all different parks, in orchards, in caves, all throughout the Himalayas. So that description is there. He also was married in his Gandhava life, and then the next life he takes birth as Upabharana. Upabharana means he was born in the family of maidservants. He didn't have a father, isn't it? He grew up with his mother. That pastime we also know. So this is part of his lifetime when he was with celestials. When he was singing like a Gandhava. Of course, Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam Prabhupada uses in a more simple language. He talks about at Narada Muni, maybe a different pastime where he's singing like movie songs, or he's singing where he's the center of attention. And the curse comes then, you take birth in a maidservant family. So it's connected, but this Narada Pancharatra is more detail. So that is not in Narada Muni's life as a brahmachari. Later on he attains, after Upabharana, he becomes a brahmachari again, but it's a previous life, sorry. Thank you, I never mentioned that.
In which Purana is this mentioned? Which Purana is this mentioned?
It's a Narada Pancharatra, which was written by Srila Vyasadeva, and it describes the life of Narada Muni, and it gives the process of how Narada Muni received Pancharatriki Bhakti. It goes back to the time of Naranarayan Rishi, which is many thousands of years ago. That is.
Much, Prabhu. Thank you.
All right. Hare Krishna.
How is Krishna Narada? Krishna says that he's Narada Muni.
Sorry?
Krishna says that he is Narada Muni. Of sages, he's Narada.
Yes.
So, how is it that he is? Is this actually Krishna enjoying these different pastimes?
Oh, Krishna says he is Narada Muni.
Yeah.
I'm not so aware of that, but anyway.
He says of sages, I'm Narada Muni.
It's definitely high lila, and perhaps someone more senior could answer. I don't know, but it would seem that Narada Muni is also in our Panchatattva as Srivas Thakur. And he jokes in that position when Hira Panchami happens. He jokes and says, what is it, this goddess of fortune? She's coming with big sticks and bashing our servants. But actually, you know, the gopis of Vrindavan, they stand there and crying with tears in their eyes. So he's there as Narada Muni in our Panchatattva. But he's also considered Jiva Tattva, as far as I know, Srivas Thakur, and Narad Muni is Jiva Tattva. I don't know, is that...
Prabhu, what I understood of that particular thing is that he is the quality of Narad Muni, just like he is the quality of water, he is the quality of all those things. That is what I understood of that.
Quality of? He's the quality of Narad Muni. All right. Maybe Jananiva says something to say. The question was that actually Narad Muni, it said that Narad Muni is, in some reference, Narad Muni is Krishna. Is that correct?
Yes. In Bhagavad Gita.
Is it?
Yeah, of sages I am Narad.
Of sages I am?
Narad.
Of sages I am Narad. Yes. So could elaborate a little bit? How do we see that? How would we see that? Is Jiva, but he's invested with Krishna's potencies, or
yeah, that when Krishna is describing his different potencies, how you can see him, that the potency is coming from Krishna. So his potency is there, and like Narad, and the women, he is the fine speech. So that is Krishna also, the fine speech, because they're all his qualities. So as a sage, the topmost sage is Narad, so he's representing Krishna as a sage.
Yes.
He's acting through the different, his potencies.
Yes. Of fishes I am the shark, of mountains I am the Himalayas, of rivers I am the Ganga, of Vaishnavas I am Shambhu, whatever.
Yeah, whatever is the best, you can understand that why they're the best, that quality that they have, because it's Krishna.
Yes. So is that there to, for us coming to Krishna, helping us appreciate the qualities of Krishna in early stages of Gita description, is there, so we appreciate the qualities of Krishna?
Yeah, the sun and moon are my eyes, so without the sun we can't, it's lighting the whole universe, so that's the great eye of the universe. So we see that as Krishna, it's, Prabhupada said you see as Krishna. So you can never be separated from Krishna. It's always sun or the moon is out. So you can see Krishna in the sun or the moon, or in the Himalayas, or anything you can see Krishna. The hairs on his body are the trees. So Prabhupada said, wherever you look, if you understand all these aspects of Krishna, you can see him everywhere.
Yes.
So, he says, that's the... Vibhutis, we can, through knowledge we can understand how Krishna is everywhere, then this understands our appreciation, then we don't see the quality so much, but we see the person who has the quality.
Yes.
So in the beginning we see the material representations of Krishna, and after we see the source of those manifestations, we actually see Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Lady, we have one more question. Thank you for the questions and the comments. Appreciate it.
Hare Krishna. It's like it's one story in Krishna Lila about how Lord Brahma is still the cows and the friend of Krishna.
Yes.
No, and put in the the cloth.
Brahma Vimohan Lila.
Yeah.
Yes.
And after Krishna knows very well, he is the Supreme Lord, he is in every heart, everyone. And he knows very well Brahma like to do this. But in the night, he wants to go to the Vrindavan, and the mother, the old boys and cows waiting for him. And he knows very well, he is the Supreme Lord, he can do anything he wants. He expands, not for himself, to all cowboys,
yes.
Also to the monkey, also to the cows. No, when he come into the house, the old Vrindavan buses, the people look more to the children, to the cow. Why is Krishna himself? Krishna can do anything.
Yes.
He can appear anything. He can come in the human form.
Yes.
He is the Supreme Lord. He is the Father.
Yes.
No, I have only simple idea I want to this say about how Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita he is Narada Muni, no, for representation, sometime like that. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for maybe...
No, it's all right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice hearing about Brahma Bhagavan Leela. All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.